talk and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes what it took to win six terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district.
I've learned how to compromise without compromising my values. I don't believe I have cornered the market on all the good ideas, and I don't believe you get your way only.
Walz says he believes there are more things that unite Americans than divide them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
And
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
And then you pay the price, the things we do for love,
the things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down, the things we do for love,
the things we do for love.
Like walking in.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to take these calls because I want to go somewhere else. But let's go to Dick from Madison. They're hanging on from the earlier segment. Hey, Dick, how you doing, man? You say what?
Oh, Earl, every caller you've had since I picked you up is along about Mark from the SAC has been spot on. But can I add one more to the
Absolutely.
List of perpetrators? And I think he's my personal worst of the worst, William Barr. This is a guy who he took the Mueller report and turned it into something it wasn't. I think it would have made it. I think he would have been impeached if you would have got that totally unredacted. He dates back to W's dad. He was horrible then, and he's even more horrible now. And the guy is just, oh my goodness. And I can't even think of what this country would morph into if this clown would get reelected.
Well, but Dick.
By the way.
Oh, go ahead.
I love your bumper music.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. You know, let me ask you. You've been around a while, man. Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney have already said they're voting for Kamala Harris, man. That doesn't even seem real.
And McCain's son. I mean, it's a great thing. Two other songs came to mind real quickly when all this happened. When Biden dropped out of the race, I thought of the lyrics from a Chicago song, "Where Do We Go From Here?"
Oh yeah.
And then another Chicago song, "We Can Make It Happen."
You know,
can make it happen.
You know, Dick, these are very trying times, and it's not hyperbole to say that the future of the world
it is.
Lays in the balance. I mean, that's just absolute truth.
One last thing. I read an article recently that the South Koreans are kind of planning nuclear weapons because they're scared of his return.
Well, Dick, here's what we have to do. All we have to do is convince our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, our neighbors, not to vote for Donald Trump.
It's removed.
Man, it's easier said than done. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Don. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Just put him on. Just put Don on. Go ahead, Don.
I talked to his screener, and she didn't want me to talk about the subject, so I guess I better let it go, you know. So.
You got to do what she said. She's the screener, man.
Yeah, right. That's right. I agree with you. You know, here's another topic. Then I hopefully you'll agree with this. There was a shooting in Georgia the other day.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Well, at least there's something I can talk about anyway. I was going to say, boy, you're a real Iron Man. Boy, you're on in the morning, in the evening. Anyhow, when is this going to stop? You know, this shouldn't even be a political issue. This is about a safety issue. And for crying out loud, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. My God, you can't go to church. You can't go to the grocery store. The kids can't go to the school. And they weren't just kids. There were a math teacher. These people are doing service for our kids, so they can be educated. These politicians are there. Aren't they there when they take an oath of office to protect us?
So, Don, you're talking about the shooting in Georgia. And I talked about this on the other day. And I remember saying, the father should be charged. You remember, Jess, I was saying.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I was saying, how can it be that he knowingly, he purchased the gun for his son after he knew that the FBI had been talking to his son about the threats? And then what kind of person turns around and buys the gun, you know, for a 14-year-old after he knew what his son's plans were?
What kind of person buys a 14-year-old a gun, specifically an assault rifle-style gun?
Well, I have to tell you, there's some in our country
that's distressing.
Who do it, you know, and they don't see any problem with that.
I see a lot of problems with that.
And so I was watching the dad, who is now, you know, incarcerated, and he's got on the stripes, as he should have. But I heard people trying to defend him. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Is there anybody out there who thinks that this father is being railroaded? I mean, I heard people talking on the air and defending this man. And I don't know how you can possibly defend him. Four people are dead, right? Two children.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought that pain on those families. You did that, the father. Because if you hadn't done that, you hadn't bought that weapon, especially a weapon that is used only for killing people.
Correct.
An AR-15 is made solely to kill people. It serves no other purpose.
You can't use it to hunt.
No, it would destroy any animal.
Yes, it would, because that's what it does to humans.
Absolutely. And so, you know, this, maybe people would learn from it. I heard somebody saying earlier this evening, you don't know the man. He's being railroaded. He's a really nice guy. And so why are we doing this to him? And I'm like, sometimes, Jess, I don't know what's going on in the minds of people. I don't know how anything else can be going on in the mind of people who've seen this story other than compassion for the families that lost their children and their parents.
Mm-hmm. And concern about having this be the last time. That there not be more children suffering, more parents, more families suffering.
Well, listen to this. Because, I've had this story since early this morning on my morning show, and I didn't get a chance to get to it. But a guy that's running to become the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance, you know what he says? He says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and calls for better security. So a guy that's running...
I'm not even answering that.
Well, I know, but he said that. And he said this, and he said it in front of thousands of people. And so it shows how cold-hearted a man he is. And he said, there's nothing we can do about these things. They're just facts of life.
No, they are not just facts of life. They are facts of the life that we have made here in America with our gun culture and our obsession with toys that destroy. It is not a fact of life.
Well, it is in his mind. Republican Vice President nominee J.D. Vance said Thursday that he lamented that school shootings are a fact of life and argued the U.S. needs to harden security to prevent more carnage like the shooting this week that left four dead in Georgia. If these cycles are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it, Vance said in a rally in Phoenix. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. So I remember back in Columbine, the answer from many people was harden the schools. Put bulletproof glass in the windows. Put bulletproof doors into the schools. And it is that kind of mentality that this man is talking about. We've got to heighten the security around the schools. No, it's not that. I don't know why they can't say it's the weapon. It's that weapon. Nobody needs to have an AR-15. 844-967-2789. Explain to me why you need to have an AR-15. Please. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the Dominic Silva Show.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Oh, sure.
Goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino out there? And guy Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Grecian 44.
No.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Early May, just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, J.D. Vance, he called the shooting in Georgia an awful tragedy and said the families in Winder, Georgia need prayers and sympathy. And he'd hate to have his child go to a hardened school building, but that's the only way that he sees that this can work. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good afternoon to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, good to hear you in the evening, sir. What you just said, yeah, a hardened school. I mean, kids, the only difference between now going to a school and going to prison are you can leave at night. Other than that, you're walking into a prison. Kids have... can they even go outside and play anymore because of this kind of nonsense? And J.D. Vance says, oh, we got to make them harden. All right. The school already had two resource officers on staff. Where were they? How did this kid get past them with an AR-15? You know, there's just, you can only do so much. And I just see it as being... schools are turning more and more into prisons. They're being watched. I mean, there's cameras in schools. I mean, even here, I know there's a suburb school they have cameras in all the hallways. And all those cameras are directly piped to the police department. So these kids are being surveilled 24, you know, or at least, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours a day. Is this just to make them more used to being like that so we can eventually live in one of Trump's authoritarian rules? I'm sure I'm going all over right now.
No, you know, Tom, to not want to even discuss the weapon. And it's the same weapon repeatedly that's slaughtering mass numbers of people and children. And so to say we can't have a discussion about the AR-15, it was once banned, you know, right?
And shootings went down.
That's correct. So the $100,000 question or the $64,000 question is, it was banned. These kinds of shootings went down. The gun lobby got connected once again with our elected officials and sweetened their pockets. And so the elected officials allowed that weapon to come back into existence, and we know the outcome of what has happened since they've done it. You know, my thing is, it should be banned.
I agree. There's no need for that. There's no need for a civilian to have a gun like that. They're not hunting with it. And again, like I said to you the other day, you know, are these Proud Boys and stuff who are all afraid of Chinese and Russians? No, it's not them. It's our government that they're afraid of. And they think our government's going to come and take all their stuff away, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep their guns. And the way I see it is, if they're going to take on the government is far more heavily armed than those guys, those fat guys who want to be weekend warriors and wave their Trump flags and their American flags and say they're patriots. No, you're not. You're not. And you're just making everything worse, but they don't care because that's the way they see life.
Well, you know, Tom, what is really going to transpire, and it's very unfortunate, but those folk, you know, who actually on weekends go and prepare for the overthrow of our government, you know they're doing those things, right?
Oh, all too well do I know that.
Okay, so you think our government doesn't know that?
Well, they do.
Okay, so
they do, but I think their hands are tied in a way that they can't. There's only so much they can do without infringing on someone's rights.
Until they make the fatal mistake, you know, championed by far too many people in this. We're headed towards a harsh reality, Tom, that can be prevented if the American people come to their senses. But we're headed towards a harsh reality. And some things that, you know, shouldn't have to happen, but they're not going to allow them to overthrow the government. Okay?
No, that'll never happen.
Okay,
so we need people who can stand up to the American people and say, look, this is stupid. These guys are the danger. We must nip this in the bud. But we don't have that exact person yet who can say that.
No. Well, you know, we know it's not the guy who's running for president. We clearly know he's not that person, you know, but somebody,
you'll make it worse.
But there has to be somebody. And I don't know. I know the military can't send signals, but these people they bought up all the ammunition. You can't find ammunition. Are you aware of that, John? As fast as make ammunition, people are buying. What are they preparing for?
I don't know. Again,
I know what they're preparing for. Yeah, well.
I do too.
Yeah, we know what they're preparing for, and it's a horrible sign, and we need to avoid it at all costs. And the only people who can make that happen are our elected officials, Tom. They're the only ones who can do that. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. On the other side, I didn't realize that we still had troops in Iraq. After all these years, we've still been patrolling and policing Iraq. We're getting ready to finally come out of Iraq. And, man, we'll talk about it on the other side.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
President Biden is calling for bipartisan action on gun safety after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
Some of my Republican friends in Congress just finally have to say enough is enough. We have to do something. Together, let's ban assault weapons. Let's require safe storage of firearms.
Biden made the remarks in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment to generate renewable energy in rural America. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuskin with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So long, and the feeling that I feel for you is
asking for your love will turn the key. Darling mine, I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. I just wanna be your everything. Open up the heaven in your heart and let me be the things you are to me, and not some puppet on a string.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was reading the text. Can you read that text for me, please, Jess, from Jasmine from Pennsylvania?
If I put my glasses on, certainly can. So from Jamison in Pennsylvania, Earl, I'll defend the father's right to do so in regards to buying this rifle for his son. However, with that right comes the responsibility and ramifications of doing so. It's a damn shame that we're thankfully here where he has been charged, but it is with great sadness that it even needs to be done. Knowing what he knew, it was a bad call. I'm grateful he is at least charged, and our system will work the way it should for him, and the public and justice shall run its course.
You know, I just thought that I wanted to make sure that you got a chance to read that. Thank you for sending that message. Before I go to the phone lines, we've been in Iraq 21 years. U.S. sets date for Iraqi withdrawal. I keep hearing people say what our nation can't afford. We can't afford to help people with daycare. We can't afford to feed people. We can't afford, you know, health care for people. We can't afford to educate people. We can't afford to do any of those things. We spent 21 years in Iraq.
And that wasn't cheap.
Our military. Okay? We're still there. And you can't help but get frustrated when you keep hearing these people talking about when we pull out of Afghanistan and the 13, you know, people lost their lives as if somehow they wanted us to remain in Afghanistan even longer. We're all over the world. We've got more military bases than all the rest of the world combined. We only make up 4% of the global population. Americans, 4% of the entire globe. What are we doing with over 800 military installation bases all over the world?
Yeah, 4% of the world's population, 90% of the world's ego.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. We should have been out of Iraq.
Long
ago. Why are the taxpayers still supporting that? Why did we remain there? Number one, what were we there for in the first place?
Crickets.
Over and over and over and over throughout my entire life, I've watched this. We're still spending outlandish sums of money on defense. Who's coming after America? Nobody. We've got enough weapons, you know, to last, you know, until, you know, there's another reality. And yet we're still spending more and more money on weapons. Nobody's coming to get us. Not Russia, not China, not Iraq. Iran. None of those people are coming after us. So when are the American people going to demand that those kind of resources stop being used. I get it. The money spent on those resources. We're the number one supplier of munitions in the world. I get that. I understand that. It's business for us. Building weapons of mass destruction are a business for our nation. And so we sell these weapons. And you don't, you know, when you buy them and when you have them, you're going to use them. Because what's the purpose of you buying them? Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good evening, Earl. I got a new title for you.
What's that?
Prime Time with Earl Ingram.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
You like that ring?
Hey, yeah, man. I kind of like that, man. Hey, Dave.
You like it? Yeah.
Why are we still in Iraq, man? With as many troops?
That's a very good question because, you know, when you brought this up, I was a little surprised when you mentioned this. And, I mean, listen, we got, like you said, we got bases all over the world. We got military all over the world. That being the case, I will say this, the amount of military supplies, and it's unbelievable that we're giving Ukraine right now, is actually, I mean,
it's mind-boggling, man.
Recently,
it's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. And Russia just recently changed their whole nuclear ability or agreement or something. And I do worry that I don't think Russia is going to, like, nuke the United States. But I do think they potentially could, if they're losing the war in Ukraine, they could certainly do parts of Europe use nuclear weapons over there. And I do think we're in a very precarious situation where, you know, if you back, let's say you got, you know, what they call it, you know, a badger. If you were to back a badger into the corner and you feel threatened, they are going to eventually lash out. And I do think if we keep doing that, we just gave some additional F-35 jets to Norway this past week, and it's getting ramped up. I mean, it's really, and, you know, if I were in Russia's shoes, they're going to be like, what the hell is this about? And I do worry that it could cause a much bigger scale war that I don't think that we would be prepared for, because there would be a lot of, I mean, we don't want another world war, because if we get another world war, it's going to be a lot different than the first two were. And it's not going to be a good outcome for billions of people, unfortunately.
You know, David, the fact that, you know, America upgraded her nuclear arsenal since Barack Obama came into office. We basically got the latest and the best nuclear arsenal in the world. Our stuff is, you know, newer. And can do even more damage. And, you know, nuclear. Well, here's the insanity, David. Nuclear weapons can now be flown on drones. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
So they've made them.
No, I was gonna tell you. So, give me an example to your point with the new weapons. So, obviously, we dropped a couple of atomic bombs on Japan. Those are like firecrackers in comparison to what the hydrogen bombs that we would use, if they were to be put to use, it'd be exponentially, like, it'd be, I forgot how much more powerful it was off the top of my head, but it'd be way worse. I mean, one bomb could, like, wipe out, like, the entire city of Moscow with a hydrogen bomb.
Well, but you know.
And then the other thing is, you know, to your point, so they're using drones. They would use, you know, automated stuff. They're using some robots now. You don't necessarily even have to have a you know, men or boots on the ground per se to start going crazy on people. And that's, you know, it's just a more sophisticated way of killing a lot of people.
Well, so David, here's the problem that I have. You're a learned man. You weren't around because you're a little bit younger than I am. But the SALT treaties that were created by those before us were created between the United States and Russia because the people who knew the impact of those bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki said, we can't ever even get to a point where this could possibly happen. So they created these treaties that stood the test of time, David. And so
arm limitation talk.
You said what?
I think it was called like the strategic arm limitation or something.
Well, yeah. So there were limits placed on those things, but they opened the door to that. And so you don't have all of those things just for eye candy, Dave. Again,
right.
We spent 21 years in Iraq. We're not going to leave completely until 2026. Saddam Hussein has been dead, what, 20 years, 15 years?
Yeah.
So what were we doing there? Why are we still there? ISIS has long since been, you know, relegated to the scrap heap. I'm not saying that ISIS, there's not a few of them still around. But what kind of a threat is ISIS anymore, David, that Iraq can't handle that themselves?
Well, you know, and keep in mind, we got, you know, other bases close by Iraq.
It's, right.
You know, we got them in Kuwait and I think Qatar and, you know, some other places.
Right.
So, you know, and Saudi Arabia is another one. So to your point, okay, yeah, maybe we could look at some efficiencies over here where you can do the same thing, but, you know, maybe obviously with less. With less soldiers, keep in mind they all get paid. They all got raises.
Yeah,
you got
families.
They've got families. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you got a lot of different dynamics going on there, where, you know, they're being paid to sit there, and they're not. I mean, right now they're not doing anything. But the thing is that if we ever had to mobilize troops. I mean, we certainly could do that fairly quickly. I'm not worried about that. I don't see why you need to have all these additional troops in an area that you know.
That's really not strategic. Really, it's not strategic.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Dave, is the Cold War is over. Why are we trying to resurrect the Cold War?
You know, you said it, and I agree with you. It's big business.
Yeah, that's
war is big, big, big money in there.
All right. Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor.
He goes, "Hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Can I tell you something without you getting mad?"
Oh, sure.
Goes,
"No."
"Hey, is that John Mino out there?" And Kyle goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him."
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Nothing.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
To the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show on the Dominic, you know, Sylvia hours. Let me say this as I get ready to wrap up my time here. And this is the third day that I've had this great opportunity. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Dominic Sylvia. Dominic Sylvia is a brilliant, brilliant man. He's a very learned man. And let me do this. Hey, just put her on. Just put Annie on. Annie from Watertown. Annie, go ahead. Annie.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, talking about being arms dealers, something that sort of perked in my mind a few years ago when we were threatening to cut off the aid, our aid to Egypt. The main objectors were arms dealers, arms makers, because people would lose their jobs if we stopped giving aid to Egypt. The jobs were making weapons.
Yes. But okay, so can't we figure out a way to give people jobs in doing something else?
Yeah, I don't know. Selling drugs is a good thing. What's so dangerous about that if you're going to make arms?
Hey, Andy, thank you very much for the call. I want to talk these last few minutes about my good friend Dominic Sylvia. Dominic Sylvia. And what he's going to be bringing to this table. A brilliant man with a great sense of humor and a great big heart. You know, Dominic's range of knowledge and information is very broad. He and I have had many great conversations. Dominic is going to open, you know, the door, and his style is wonderful, you know, and from time to time, you know, I'm going to spend, you know, a little time with Dominic, and, you know, whenever he calls, I'm around. I have the utmost respect for Dominique Sylvia, and you will as well. Let's go to Lynn from McConnemawk. Hey, Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, I can end your discussion about why we're in Iraq in one word, oil.
Well, that's it.
ExxonMobil, that's it.
I know.
ExxonMobil is the largest producer of oil in Iraq.
See, and the last time I checked, that's an American-owned entity, right?
Well, I would say multinational.
Yeah, but for the most part, ExxonMobil has come out of America. And I will tell you this. Saddam Hussein, it's just like in Libya when Muammar Gaddafi was controlling the oil wells there. The same thing with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. All of those men were at the head of their nations controlling the oil, and they nationalized the oil in their land. All three of them are gone right now, and the oil is not nationalized anymore. The American
correct
people have to be educated, and they have to know. And I think if they knew, if we knew exactly what our nation was doing in our name, Lynn, we would be outraged.
So is ExxonMobil a company, or do they have the U.S. military to support them?
I mean, it's a great question. I wish I had more time, Lynn, but I'm going to make sure I look into it. Thank you very much for the call. So I just wanted to finish up again with Dominic. Dominic's no stranger to these airwaves. Dominic is an experienced, you know, host and with a great sense of humor, an intellectual giant, the heart of, you know, and compassion for people. He has all the ingredients that it takes to be a very, very, very successful host. You know why? Because he's a great man. I love Dominique Sylvia. And we have had many great conversations. And I consider him to be a good friend. So I am thrilled beyond words, beyond conversation, that Dominique Sylvia is going to inherit this seat and do marvelous, marvelous things with it and take it to a higher level. And Civic Media could have done a whole lot worse than to bring my good friend Dominique Sylvia into this studio Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hey, Jess, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
This has been a joy and an honor, Earl.
I feel likewise. Got to get out of here. Everybody enjoy the weekend. And I'll see you all on Monday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday morning. See you later.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that.
And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.